Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. Today is Friday, November the 25th, and I'm Mahalakshmi. It's celebration time in stock markets as Sensex hit an all-time high yesterday. The index was up 762 points or 1.24% at 62,272, falling slightly after hitting a fresh peak of 62,412, while the Nifty was up 216 points or 1.9% to close at 18,484. The all-time high for Nifty is 18,604, which is just a step away. As they say, bull markets climb a wall of worry. And one of the prime worries in the minds of investors right now is, are these valuations sustainable? The Sensex currently trades at a trailing 12-month PE of 23 times, nearly 600 basis points higher than the 10-year average PE of 17.5. But the valuation right now is relatively cheaper than what it has been in the last 30 market peaks. A money control analysis we did yesterday shows. You can access that story on moneycontrol.com. The last time Sensex was cheaper than now, despite being at an all-time high, was in June 2017. Even when you compare India's valuations with the rest of the emerging markets pack, we trade at a significant premium. But is this a worry in itself? I don't think so. These valuations do not create a risk by themselves. That's because the last decade really was really bad for markets because earnings were disappointing year after year. And one main reason for that was the pain in the banking and financial sector, which was reeling under bad loans, as also the underperformance of the industrial sector. Now that situation has changed. At least one part of that situation has decisively changed, which is the banking problem has gone away. A revival in private capex still seems some time away, but there is still an expectation of double-digit earnings growth for the next 2 years. So on a relative basis, multiples do not seem expensive and will most likely stick at current levels. Similarly, when you compare India's valuations against other emerging market indices, you will see India still trading at a huge premium, as I said. China, for example, is trading at an earnings multiple of 10 times 1 year forward basis, while ours is at 17-18 times. But again, China today represents regulatory uncertainty, geopolitical issues, and slowdown pangs, at least so far, while India's valuations reflect a stable political regime, healthy growth prospects, and policy push. The other point, of course, is that as opposed to markets like Brazil, the kind of stocks you find in India is much richer, meaning you have a lot of tech, consumer, and pharma companies, which are high quality businesses with high return ratios as opposed to commodity-based businesses. That's the reason India has always been expensive. Now, from a foreign investor's point of view, valuations may not be as much of a concern as the weightage itself. Like I discussed yesterday, our weight right now is 20%, China is 26%. 2 years back, that is during the pandemic, China was at 38% and we were at 8%. So we have doubled and they have come down by a good 12%. So that is one reason they might want to take some money off the table and redeploy them in other markets, which are now set for some kind of revival and growth. But then the flip side of this argument is that today for foreign investors, the strength of the Indian market this year is really a demonstration of the strong underlying in a rather uncertain world. So this is likely to continuously attract new set of investors to come in, which is what gives us some reason to be optimistic. On the earnings side also, while there are concerns on slowing earnings growth, there might be some kind of softening in terms of valuations too. That doesn't set the market up for a huge correction. In November so far, foreign institutional investors have poured in about 27,000 crores, about 27,396 crore to be precise in equity markets, including investments into IPOs. And domestic institutional investors, which include mutual funds and insurance companies, have also been net buyers in the previous 6 sessions, although for the month they have pulled out a bit. As for sectors, barring the BSE Metal Index, all sectoral indices are trading at hefty premium to their respective 10-year average PE. 4 of them, BSE Consumer Durables, BSE Consumer Discretionary, Realty, and Auto, trade at nearly double the multiples as their long-term averages. For some indices, the premium has widened in recent months as the constituent stocks have rallied. This is especially true for auto sector, where names like M&M have seen record highs recently. But then, here again, much of the future performance will depend on how growth pans out. We will keep track of that, and you keep track of Money Control. Have a great trading day. Catch you same time on Monday.